With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Windy City may be recast as the Noisy City starting today, when the Democrats are expected to face large, raucous demonstrations as their party's national convention opens. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Chicago.
Convention organizers expect at least 20,000 activists, including students who protested the Gaza war on college campuses. Demonstrations are expected every day this week, and the coalition to march on the DNC will be able to hold protests at a park and a march route close to the United Center. Meanwhile, inside the convention hall, there are about three dozen uncommitted DNC delegates who are dissatisfied with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
House Republicans in their impeachment inquiry report allege that President Biden has abused his office, defrauding the United States to enrich his family. To quote from the report, Americans now know Joe Biden was the brand the Bidens sold around the world to enrich the Biden family. Also at SRNnews.com, two people unaccounted for, Oxford, Connecticut, and much damage has been done by devastating flash flooding across southwest Connecticut. As much as 10 inches of rain fell in some spots yesterday. Roads washed away. There have been mudslides and high water rescues. Along the east coast, Hurricane Ernesto unleashing heavy surf and dangerous rip currents.
Anytime you have these tropical systems, I've been far out in the Atlantic, even as far as, you know, Bermuda. You know, I describe to folks, it's like a rambunctious kid in a swimming pool. They're causing a lot of waves, and you know, as a result, we get a lot of these rough waters.
That's Mike Lee at the National Weather Service. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 10 points, NASDAQ futures 27 points higher. This is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indian Prime Minister Modi has expressed concern over the unrest that led to a change of government in neighboring Bangladesh and the attacks on Hindus and other minorities there. Religious freedom advocates say the PM's concerns ring hollow, given the fact that persecution of Christians is surging in his own country. Many accuse Modi's government of turning a blind eye to the problem. Since his Hindu Nationalist Party came to power in 2014, persecution of Christians has become a fact of daily life in India. This is SRN News.